A nostalgic look at barbed wire fencing today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
As a fan of old-time radio shows, I sometimes find clips related to agriculture. Back in the 1940s, United States Steel sponsored a show called Theater Guild on the Air. Well-known radio newsman George Hicks was the voice of U.S. Steel.
For many years, the cattle, horses, sheep, and hogs of this country had a fine time breaking through rail fences and old-fashioned wire fences or tearing their hides trying to get over fences made of stone.
U.S. Steel's answer? Barbed wire and woven wire fencing.
In America's rise to agricultural leadership, steel fencing has played a major role. Throughout the nation, more and better livestock, more and better crops, lower-priced beef, pork, and mutton have resulted from its use. Without it, we could never have done so well in feeding the largest army and navy in our history, nor had food left over for our allies in the starving and war-torn countries.
At the time, U.S. Steel was making a lot of steel fencing.
In 1946, the production of barbed and woven wire fencing amounted to 595,000 tons, or enough three-strand fence to go around the earth at the equator 24 times. And it's safe to say that agricultural America has probably never had any other item that represented more value, more utility, for such a low price.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.